single time.
You guys sound great. You are good
all the time. Come on. You are good all the time. All the time. You are good. You are good. sing it this morning.
Remind me who I am.
I said you hold.
Hold my head up.
Sing it again.
I'm alive in you again.
You hold my head up. You remind me who I am. You hold my head up. I'm alive in you again. Oh, I'm faithful. We thank you for the Father that you are to us. God, that you love us when we're not so easy to love. In fact, you loved us so much that you sent your Son to pay a debt that we could not pay, God. I thank you that when we call you Abba Father, we don't have to search for you. We don't have to look for you. You're right there. We bless you, Lord. And I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, and I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead.
You're a good, good father.
To him this morning. Yes, amen. Something happened. Ooh, and now I know. Come on, I said, something happened. And now I know. Come on, I said something. You gotta have some expectation this morning. I said something happened. And now I know. He touched me. Oh,
one like you, Jesus, who can touch us. Hallelujah. Can we do this one more time? And I'd like everyone just to lift your hands to heaven. Maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never asked God to touch you. You know, it's amazing. There are people that come to church that never ask God to touch because they don't know what to expect. Today, I just want you to ask. You can sit, you can stand. It has nothing to do with your body posture. It's to your heart posture. And I want you to ask Him to touch you this morning. Everybody in this room, let's ask Jesus to touch us.
He touched me. Oh. He touched me.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, God, touch your people. In your name, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. You declared it in the last days. I'll pour out my Spirit in the last days. Father, I thank you that this morning, Lord, the waves of the power of God will go through this room. Healing the sick, saving the lost, God. Lord, deliver those that are in bondage. In Jesus' name. Something happened and now I know Jesus touched me. Lord, we thank you for the goodness of the Father. Father God, we love you today. Father God, we love you today. Thank you for that love that you have given us that no human can provide. Thank you, Father, that you have never given up on us. Thank you, Father, that even in the midst of our muck, you turn around and you pull us out of that miry clay. Thank you, God, that you chose us. We didn't choose you. That, God, you pursue us. Lord, even in our unlovely state, I thank you that you've never, never turned away from us. Lord, and I thank you that, Lord, even those this morning that are in this room, there are people in this room, Father, you know, that have had no fathers. They had a father that was not in their life. There are those that, Lord, have lost their dads on this earth. And there are those, Jesus, this morning who had dads that were just downright nasty and mean. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. And you said that if we ask anything in Jesus' name, you'll give it to us. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bring a revelation of who you are. And that, God, you love us unconditionally. That, Father, no matter what our earthly fathers were, you are so abundantly above more. You love us. God, so we ask in Jesus' name for revelation knowledge of who you are as our Heavenly Father. God, we will always know that even though on earth we might not have a dad, we have a Father who's faithful in eternity, who's ever present in a time of need. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, Adonai, Ona, shall be saved. Father, you made the declaration, if you earthly parents know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father knows how to bless you. I pray that everyone in this room, God, will have that revelation knowledge of the goodness of their Father in heaven before they leave this day. In Jesus' name, and everybody said. I said everybody said. I said everybody said. On your way back to your chair, make sure you ask three or four people, introduce yourself and say, hey, do you know the Father today? He's a good Father. Amen. Come on, don't sit down. Make sure you meet somebody you don't know this morning. Don't be a snob. Even if they're not wearing a Red Sox jersey, you can still shake their hand. Hey guys, happy Men's Day. I hope you got the memo about your favorite jersey. I got the best team on, that's for sure. But hey, we want to let you know about tonight. Dunn Field, Pioneers are playing. Game starts at 5:05. It's a free ticket. You can invite your friends, your family. Come out and celebrate with them on Father's Day. Make sure you come right here to the Hub, grab your ticket, and we'll see you tonight. It's me again, family. I'm excited to tell you about Uproar Conference this year. We've already had hundreds of people register online and had amazing opportunities to show and share what Jesus is going to do this summer. We're seeing if you'd be willing to partner with Conference this year. We found it costs about $50 per student, and we are so excited. Imagine if you just one day, what you spend on Duncan, you go ahead and invest into a student so their life can be changed forever. So we're excited to partner with you. We can see you out in the foyer, or you can place something right in the offering today. We are so pumped that you can make an impact in this generation.
Hey, His Tabernacle. I'm Pastor Banfield, and I'm here just to let you know that we have a men's ministry to empower men to their fullest and what God wants them to do. We meet every Thursday night at 7:00 right here in the Transformer Room at the church. If you do have a friend, both of you come together and enjoy the fun we have in studying the Word of God. The Word of God will transform your life and make a complete difference in the outlook you have for the future. So remember, men's ministry is Thursday nights at 7:00 right here in the Transformer Room at church.
The men in the house this morning. Oh no, come on. You men in the house of God this morning, you are brilliant because you are in the house of God. Nothing is stronger, nothing is more handsome than a man that serves God. Come on, celebrate a little bit better. You deserve a lot of celebration. Thank you. Thank you for being men that will put themselves in the house of God. We celebrate you today. And we welcome all of our guests to the house today. Thank you so much for being with us. If this is your first time here, we want to welcome you with a gift. So if you could just raise your hand up, We're going to bring you a gift. If you're first time in the house, thank you so much. Right over here. Right over here. Awesome. All over the place. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. If you're watching via live stream, we thank you for joining in with us today. All over the world, people are watching via live stream. So thank you. And if you are a man, we celebrate you today. Thank you for being with us.
Amen. What a great day, isn't it? I said, what a great day, isn't it? Gary, I love you. He's still wearing a Yankees outfit. You know that's the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm a little shocked. You know, I think the Red Sox are out representing the Yankees in this region. No, really. If you look at the amount of jerseys in the house of the Red Sox, I think we outdid the Yankees this morning. How sad that is. Glory be to Jesus. I think even the Mets have a bigger representation than the Yankees in this place. Now, the Boston Red Sox like the Mets. We just don't like the Yankees. Hallelujah. It's a great day. How many Yankees fans are in the house? You can't. Oh, I only see two Yankees fans in the house. How many Red Sox fans in the house? Oh, look at the Red Sox outfits in the house. Glory, glory, glory. There's more than three. We're just excited that you're here today. And we are blessed because today we are celebrating not only the fathers, but I want to remind you that tonight we're celebrating your dads and family. We couple with the Pioneers every single year. I believe this is our fourth or fifth year that we've worked with the Pioneers. And tonight is His Tabernacle Father's Day baseball game. And they give us free tickets. Can someone say free? And you know, some people are saying, well, you know, the Pioneers over the years. Listen, they're winning. They are doing awesome. The very first game this year had over 5,100 people in it. And I'm believing God tonight. And why is this important? Because we have the privilege of representing. We have singers there tonight. As well as I'll be preaching the gospel tonight at the baseball field. So this is a time to bring your loved ones, bring your dads out, bring your families out. They're going to hear the gospel tonight. We're going to preach Jesus tonight right at the baseball field. And you'll see our big banner, His Tabernacle. Turn to someone and say, that's me. We have a big banner at Dunn Field. I don't know if you know that or not. And then we have little signs all over the place that says, Jesus loves you. So we are representing Christ where all those people are celebrating a ball. We're celebrating the Lord. Amen. So make sure you bring people tonight. You can grab your tickets at the hub. I think we only have 250 more tickets available here today. So you do not want to miss that. Make sure that you grab your tickets before you leave, because I know Second Service will take them all.
At the end of the game, it's an awesome time to build memories with your sons, your fathers, your friends. You're invited down onto the field to be able to play catch. It's just such a beautiful sight at the end to build memories, and it's just a fantastic time. So make sure you stay all the way to the end and come down on the field and play catch with your grandson, your sons, your friends, whoever it is.
We want to thank Multimedia and also Party Time. How many of you know Multimedia? Dan Flatt. Dan Flatt owns the largest printing company in this entire Southern Tier, and he comes to this house. And he and also Party Time, R.C. Ike, how many of you have been to Party Time before? That's over by Planet Fitness. We want to make sure that you celebrate them because they also put large amounts of money. We give gifts out at the end of every game to the first 200 fathers. And so I want to thank them. Can we give them a hand clap? I don't think they're here this service, but will be next service, for sowing into lives. And I thank God that they're willing to give their finances to be able to show the love of Jesus to our community. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many of you grabbed a hold of the baby bottles for the Crisis Pregnancy Center? They are due next week or this week. Both weeks. But if you haven't grabbed one, you got 1 week left. Grab a baby bottle from the hub right out in the foyer and fill it with your change. What that does is that allows people to go to a location who are struggling in that area and get godly advice. It's a godly place. We want to encourage you to support godly places. Can I hear an amen? Praise the Lord. I'm gonna receive the offering. Or would you like to do that? I love receiving the offering. Why is that?
Well, because, you know what's funny? I had a man once say to me, he says, Pastor, I'm not giving any more. You have a new Harley.
You know what's exciting to me is that my Harley has nothing to do with your offering. You know, I thank God that in this house we have a tremendous church board. I thank God for the leadership team of His Tabernacle Family Church. And I just want to have you give a shout out to them. A leadership team in this house that is phenomenal. My salary is designated by the trustees according to the IRS law. And so pastor's not sticking his hand in the till every week. Can I hear an amen? But what I love the fact of is that this house is blessed, which means you're blessed. Turn to someone and say, I'm blessed. Now, come on now. You got to recognize what that means. God loves to bless his kids. The Bible says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. God wants you to prosper. Why? So you can have more for your pockets? Yeah. But more than that, so you can be a giver. There's nothing in a more difficult manner than having a need that you want to help with and not having a dime. Can I hear an amen? The Lord wants to bless you abundantly above all you could ask or imagine. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your bosom. What God wants to do is this. God wants you so blessed that whenever there's a need, this is 1 Corinthians, that whenever there's a need, you'll have finances to be able to bless somebody with that. Now, there's nothing more exciting than being able to help other people. Has anybody ever done that before? You know, we have people in this world that are takers. By nature, they just take, 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 take. It doesn't matter how much they got, they'll take some more. But then the very nature of God is released within his church. And God's nature is give, 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 give. Turn to someone and say, I'm a giver because my Father's a giver. And that's what God loves to do. He wants to bless you so you can be a better giver. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Now I want to remind you that your tithe is the Lord's, holy unto him. And make sure when you bring your offering to the Lord this morning, you put your hand in that and you declare, God, thank you for the privilege of honoring you with my tithe, because I declare you are God. Amen? Every time you give, you're not putting money in the plate. Every time you give, you're putting your life in the plate, because you've traded hours of your life for that money. I don't know if you ever recognize that. You've sold yourself for those amount of monies. So when you declare by putting an offering in, you're saying, God, you are my source. God, you are my provider. God, you give me the body and the mind and the grace and the favor to do and to be where I can gain finances to bless your kingdom. Can I hear an amen or oh my? So how many of you love the Lord? Shout, I'm a tither. No, I didn't say tither. I said tithe. I just came back from New England this week. You got to say it with me. Shout, I'm a tither. Tell somebody else, I'm a tither. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. Get ready to make our supernatural proclamation. If you're a guest in the house, what we do here is a little bit different. We actually bring our offerings to the Lord. Now, today, if you don't have anything, I encourage you to come and touch the bowl and declare, God, next week, I'll have something to give to you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Let's declare the word of the Lord over our finances from Deuteronomy chapter 28. Shout, if I obey, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I said, I'm a child of God. I can't hear you. I said, I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning. Come on, make sure you touch the plate and declare, God, thank you. You are my source. If you're watching my live stream right now, there are so many that watch my live stream that never give a penny to the kingdom of God. And I challenge you today to be one that will step into the tither. If this is your home, every week you watch this telecast, I challenge you to be a tither this morning. Make sure you push the button to give and give your 10% and then sow to the kingdom of God.
Forever, people from every nation, from generation to generation, we worship you.
Praise the Lord. It's Father's Day. I've been told that I'm not allowed to sing anymore. So we're going to do I Got It on Father's Day. Is that all right? How many of you remember I Got It? It's been a long time. Let's all stand to our feet. How many of you have never heard this song before? We're going to put you in a little bit of a convulsion. Hallelujah. I got it. I got it. I need Pastor Obi to come help me sing this song. I got it. I need Pastor Dan on the other side, please. I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I... I got praise the Lord. I just get to do that once a year. Is that all right? We are so blessed today. Turn to someone and say, we are so blessed today to have such a powerful man of God to bring the word. You know something? There are men and then there are men's men. We are blessed in this house to have a mighty man of God. Not only in the kingdom, but also, come on now, if you know anything about how the world recognizes, we have been blessed by Pastor Banfield. He is a man with many gifts and many talents. So let me just share a few of them with you. He always gets embarrassed by this. He was one of the very first Navy SEALs. You were at Apollo, correct? How many of you have ever seen the movie with Apollo, you know, hitting the water? Koosh. Pastor Banfield was there. Maybe you don't realize that. He was right there. Not only that, he's a sitting judge.
He's also was a police officer, a police chief. He's also the coroner, glory to God. Listen, when someone passes away, you get a man of God that comes to hang out with you. Amen? You know, he has been a pastor in this church. I watched him get saved. I watched him grow up. I watched him go through every class. And the call of God is without question on this man of God's life. If you're a man in the house, shout amen. I didn't hear any ladies. I said, if you're a man of God in this house, shout amen. He is the pastor of the men's ministry at His Tabernacle Family Church. And I want to challenge you, if you have not come out yet to the men's group, you need to. It's not a bunch of, it's not a bunch of wimpy men sitting around singing kumbaya. This is a group of men that believe who God has called them to be are life changers, family changers. And today we're blessed to have Pastor Craig Banfield preach the Word of God on Father's Day. Let's stand and give him a hand clap as he comes to the pulpit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor. Love you, sir. You may be seated. Thank you very much. I guess in the very beginning, I have to do something like an icebreaker because I'm like real nervous. I don't do this very often. So I just want you to know that the pastor told me about 6 months ago that he was going to have me preach on Father's Day. So that gave me a lot of time. So that gave me a lot of time to lose weight so I could get into my suit again. All right? But besides that, okay, Greg Austin has been hounding me for a few days now to wear his jersey. He got it dry cleaned first, okay, or I wouldn't have worn it. So I am wearing his jersey, and I could see that the group was just full of Yankee fans, okay? However, they all didn't wear their jerseys. And I want you to know, okay, that we need to fall in line and be obedient with our pastor. And so he said Sunday was jersey day and to wear your jerseys. So anyway, the first thing I want to do is I'd like all of you to stand and give honor and glory to our Father in heaven, please. Okay? Okay. Well, you know, stay standing, please. Stay standing. But I want you to know that he's a deserving and great loving person and loving you. And in that, we love him and respect him because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he calls us his children. Okay? So then also, I want to give a lot of thanks to my spiritual pastor, and that's Pastor Spencer. Okay? And I acknowledge him for being my spiritual father, okay? And he's allowing me to share his altar with you. And so you may be seated and thank you. So can I just add one more thing to brag about your pastor? So do you know that he's a kingdom man? And a kingdom man gets out of bed in the morning, puts his feet on the ground, and is ready to go, and the devil says, oh, no. Okay? He really says worse than that, but I'm trying to keep it clean. Okay? And so I do want you to know that I want to acknowledge my wife who's sitting with her mother, okay, in the front row over here. Okay? And she's a special person also. Because I want you to know, when we've been talking about kingdom seed, her dad and mom planted many seeds in her life that made it possible for her to be the woman of God that she is today and to put up with me all those years. Okay? So.
Amen.
So now, also on Father's Day, it's Men's Day. Okay? Whether you're a biological father or not, those of you that are not can always be spiritual fathers, okay? Because we encourage mentoring. and we encourage teaching. All right? And it might not be to someone younger than you. As I call Pastor, my spiritual father, I'm just a couple years older than he is. All right? So. But I do. I want to thank all you men for coming to church and being an example that God wants you to be. I want to thank you for your praise and worship of our Lord. I want to thank you for your prayers and financial commitment. And I want to thank you for being the spiritual leader of your household and the circle of influence with your friends. And so also, I want to encourage you to be all you can for God. So, does anybody have any idea what the verse or the theme is for this year? What's it called? Kingdom Speak. I didn't hear you.
Kingdom Speak.
I still can't hear you.
Kingdom Speak.
Yes. Okay. So can we see that, please? Psalm 1:3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. Okay, so we're going to basically talk a little bit about that, all right? And the seeds that men plant, okay, and women. But just how important are men? We have billboards across our country that encourage men. And can we see one of them, please? Dads rank the highest of all.
Yeah,
okay? The next one, please. Right there. Okay? Loving our children. The next one. Laying there reading to your children. Of course, what better way to read than read a biblical story? Okay? This is your book of fatherhood. This is your book of life.
Yeah.
This is your book for marriage.
Yeah.
And this is your book against the sinful path.
Yeah.
And do we have another one or two? Just loving your children. Playing with your children. And is there one more? That's right. The fun one, okay? Take time to be a dad, all right? Those are the seeds that men plant, and they care, and they make a difference in a child's life. And it's no different. I didn't see those billboards out for women before Mother's Day, but I do see them out at Father's Day. But it's most important, and I'm going to explain to you why in about 10 minutes, why it is so important. So the pastor encouraged us to wear jerseys today in support of our teams and his preaching at Dunfield, okay, tonight. So this is like Jersey Day, and I tried to follow the rules. I was going to wear a suit, all right? However, okay, it didn't work. So I want all of you to know that God has a team also, okay? His team is made up of men, women, and children who work together for the glory of God. So, part of this now, I want you to know that in my revealing from God, I've got so much information, I can't pack it all in to a half hour. And then some of it is appropriate only to discuss with men in not mixed company. So at this particular point in time, I want to refer a little bit to men, but some of you women take that role in your household, okay? So just bear with me. All right? God's team of men on earth represent his kingdom here. Men who love God. And that's one of our missions, loving God.
Right.
Pastor asked, how many of you love God? Hands went up all over here, okay? And I was just amazed to see that on how many of you love God. And so I know that if you love God, you'll obey his commands. And so then you fit right into the kingdom mentality as a kingdom man.
Amen.
Okay? And loving God means giving and sacrificing for the one who gave his son to you, for you. What about the second is men who fear God, accepting God as the Lord of their life and their king. And I want you to know that's the hardest thing a man can do, is to allow someone else to tell him what to do, direct his path, and show him what to do. Men are designed to be leaders. And it's tough for men to follow rules. And those of you who got a children know how hard it is for children to follow the rules. And so where do they get it from? Do they get it from just being rebellious? Just being curious? Or did they see dad or mom at one time or another bend the rule? And then third, men who have a relationship with God. Those that worship and praise him, those who talk with him daily through prayer. That's how you're going to get to know your Father in heaven. He's going to speak to you. All the information I compiled, he spoke to me probably on my lawnmower, which I spent hours mowing the lawn. So, the fourth is men who represent his army. They are soldiers ready to stand firm in his faith. Soldiers ready to fight Satan. And soldiers who will recruit and build other men. I tell you today, ISIS is doing a great job of recruiting across the world. And so what about us? Are we even recruiting in our backyard? And why can't you recruit across the world for Jesus Christ? Let's face it, we have the technology at our hands. In this room right now, at least a third of you are playing on your phone or using your iPad and maybe not paying attention to exactly what God wants to speak to you about. So while you're here, and if you'd rather play than listen to me, start recruiting. Start spilling out seeds of the Word of God over the internet. Okay. And then fifth, men who imitate Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul encourages men to walk in Jesus' shoes, to identify with him. And then six, men who are obedient to God. Come on, you know, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. So who submits to God's authority? The kingdom man. That's what it's all about, is discipline, making choices in submission. No man likes to do that. I don't know how much I got to tell you, because pastor told you I was a judge. I see tons of men in the courtroom because they're disobedient to our laws. Okay? All right. God's calling out for more kingdom men to be on his team. Okay. However, there's a few men that are sitting on the sidelines or they're in the stands. These men are men in crisis trying to establish their identity. You know, I can tell you, it's not hard for me to figure out who I want to identify with. I love God. I love what he represents. Is it difficult? It's difficult for all of us sometimes. We live in a world of crankiness. Wild crankiness. And how do you compensate it? Come on. We know that it's the kingdom of God that we should be living in. We should have been enjoying. And we should be seeing. Okay? Not the world. Not the frustrations that you see on Fox. Okay? Only what you know that God teaches you. That's what this book's about. Talking about a team, this is a playbook. Okay? All the answers are here. Okay? All the answers are here. But do you know what? I don't know that all the men read this book. So, and that could be one of the men sitting on the sidelines. So these men that are trying to establish their identity, they're not sure of their role in life. They don't know where they fit in. Sometimes they're even pushed back. Number two, men who avoid God, neglect God, but have a little bit of religion. That means men who go to church. But that's all. That's the way I used to be. There was a guy who sat ahead of me in church, in the front row. He had his watch when it was time for service to be over, and he'd click it in front of him on the seat to make a lot of noise so the pastor would know that it was time to end church. But I liked that church. We were out of there in an hour. Really, we were out of there in 50 minutes because I timed it too, okay? And some of those men don't have a relationship with God. They do not want to learn or know about God. And truthfully, I was in that place. I wouldn't have known that if I didn't come here. I want you to know that back in the day, I can't remember how long ago, I'm getting old and I can't remember, but Pastor Spencer taught many of the classes in all the Bible college. And so, truthfully, he fed into my life a lot. Well, here's the biggest one. And it's number three, is independence of man. Men who do not want to be told what to do. Think they know it all and have all the answers. I can remember that I used to feel that way. We'd buy something and there was the instructions there, and my wife would say, "Aren't you going to read the instructions?" And I'd say, I know it all. Never went together right, okay? So then there's men missing in action. Men who do not take responsibility, men who walk away, and men that just aren't interested. And that makes, biblically, for a rough marriage. Okay? A real rough marriage. Because in Ephesians, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about marriage. Okay? But you have to be equally yoked for it to work. One cannot take advantage of the other if you're not equally yoked. Both must work together. And the last one is men who take the back seat. Men who did not step up to the plate. Men push back or overshadowed or drowned out. Anyway, I want to talk to you about Ephesians 5:5. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. So what do you think that means? Means we all want to be part of the kingdom of God. We all want to go to heaven. There's several scriptures that address that you will not enter or receive the inheritance of the kingdom if you commit certain sins. So what do I mean by those statements? Well, if a man's missing or not responsible, what has to happen? The woman needs to take the lead and take the responsibility. She needs to pick up the slack for the man. Okay? It's unfortunate. God designed the man to do this, and yet the woman has to take the responsibility. And we know, and pastors mentioned before, that in other churches, there's a lot of men in this church.
Yes, there are.
Okay? A lot of men in this church. But in many churches, there's a lot of women and very few men. So without a kingdom man, we will be in a world of chaos where there's destruction, pain, anguish throughout the land. A pastor named Ken Luck, who does a little bit of training with us, by video, okay, says there's no movement of God without men of God. So even when God did creation, his plan was for that direction, okay? So I told you before I would talk to you about some points that without a man. So statistics say that 70% of all prisoners come from fatherless homes. 80% of all rapists come from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 63% of all teen suicides come from fatherless homes. 40% of all children born are to a single parent. Those are astonishing. And so I say men make a difference. Okay? So when I say men make a difference, let's talk about the kingdom man. So they get their instruction. A kingdom man is an obedient man. Okay? Follows the principles of the Bible. He gets their instructions from their Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit that resides in them while in prayer or while reading the Bible. Second, he learns life under the leadership and lordship of Jesus Christ. He knows Jesus' characteristics. And he gets them from reading the Bible and revelation from God. And so third, he implements the rule of God, not creating his own rules as he goes. What is God's plan for you? God's going to reveal that to you. He's going to direct you and he's going to show you. And understanding, the fourth one, understanding that he is obligated to a higher order. Listen, there's only room for one king. And that's God, okay? You are not the king.
Amen.
Obedience to God is imperative. And so I'm just going to give you one example. I'm running short on time. So can we do Matthew 6:33? And you all should know this. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So seeking that relationship with God and being obedient to his word and his commands, and all these things will be added unto you. All these things. What is there? Some type of 30,000 promises? There's a lot in this book. Do you want them? If you want them, you got to reach for them. Okay. So in the big scheme of things, we all make mistakes. Men make mistakes. No doubt. Every woman can attest to that, okay? And she can point it out to you more than once. Sometimes you can't even get a breath in, okay? So anyway, but when you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world, okay? Abraham and King David made mistakes. They moved on from their mistakes. They had to pay consequences for them. A man must admit his mistake, repent from the mistake, make amends, stand up, shake the dirt off his shoes, and move forward under God's direction.
Amen.
That's the key. Move forward under God's direction. Okay. So I just want to show you two slides. And it's just a cow path, okay? A cow path. It's hard to see that one. Can we see the other one, please? Right there. That's a cow path. What do cattle do? They walk in that same path from one place of bedding, maybe, or to watering, to feeding. They don't deviate from that path. That's the path they walk in, even though it's crooked, okay? They don't make changes. It's the same thing over and over. Well, it's the same thing with some men, okay? They don't learn from any of their mistakes. If they make a mistake today and they don't correct it or learn from it, tomorrow they make the same mistake. So they're walking in that same path all the time. They don't do anything to make adjustments or change, okay? And so can I see the quicksand? Quicksand, it's a mixture of sand and water. That's all it is. It's nice and sloppy and soupy, okay? You can lay in that quicksand and you're not going to sink. That's just a myth. I think you can find that on Mythbusters. The bottom line is, okay, if you struggle in the sand, then you're going to sink because that movement caused you to sink. All right? So, what really happens? You're walking that cow path back and forth. If you're an addict, okay, you do that without stopping. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then what happens? You continue to do that addict behavior. And what? You start to sink deeper and deeper and deeper. And you can't get out on your own because you've lost it all. Sometimes people don't rely on a friend. Sometimes people don't rely on God. I can assure you that if you call Al Kinney at 2 o'clock in the morning, he'll help you get out of that quicksand, okay? Don't call anybody else, just him. And I'll give you his number. A man has to take action to correct the problem. That's it. Okay? If you don't take any action, the same thing's going to happen over and over again. And you're just going to be doomed. So, I just want to point this out and reference it in the Bible. In John 5, okay? The story is in 1 through 18. And it tells about the man who had an infirmity that laid at the pool for 38 years. He laid there. And an angel would come down. She'd stir the water. He would stir the water, okay? So when the angel stirred the water, the first person in the pool was healed, all right? This man was there for 38 years and never could get in the water. Well, come on, if you just lay there and don't do something, and if you can't move and you're so lame that you can't, you commandeer someone like Steve to push you in, okay? That's what men are for. Iron sharpens iron so another man can sharpen another man, all right? I don't know what more to tell you about that. Men have to do something, all right, to get out of the situation they're in, right? I don't want you going down the same road over and over and over again, get stuck in a quicksand at the end and can't get out. So God directed me to this song 2 weeks ago. I talked to the pastor, and they mastered it. So I'd like you to worship with me, please. Stand, please, and worship.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wondering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Day ahead you have not seen, so in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust.
Thank you, worship team. Can everybody please stay standing, okay? I want to give you a blessing. I pray that we all wake up in the morning, and as we put our feet on the ground, Satan says, oh, crap, he's up again, or she's up again, okay? That you walk in the plan God has for your life, that God wants you to live and live more abundant when you are spirit-filled, and knowing God will never leave you nor forsake you. I also pray that you'll take action by your faith to move mountains, part waters, receive answers as you trust in God. And God loves you. Amen. Now, can I ask the women to be seated and the men to stay standing? So, men, I want to pray a blessing over your life, okay? And it's something that I wrote up, and I'm gonna pray it over your life. But you know something? I want you to come to the altar, because some of you men have never been to the altar before. And I just got done telling you, you need to step out of that path. You need to step out of the quicksand. You need to come forward and be a man that God wants you to be. Will you guys make room? I love you, Mike. Thank you. Will you guys make room to let the others come up, please? Thank you. Over here, the same thing, please. Let them get to the altars. I look out there, and I've got to honestly say, when I look at you men standing here at the altar, pursuing God, to make a difference in your life where you want more. And I look out there at the women that are left. I think there's more men. And so, men, I'd like to pray this over you. I pray you'll take responsibility for yourself, your wife, your children, and to protect them. Teach them the Word of God. Men, you will be faithful to your wives, to love and honor her, and be willing to lay down your life for her as Jesus Christ did for you. Men, you shall teach your children to love God and train them in honor and authority and live responsibly. Men, will you confront evil, pursue justice, and love mercy? And will you treat others with respect, kindness, and compassion? Men, will you work diligently to provide the needs of your family? Men, will you forgive those who wronged you and reconcile? Men, will you seek to honor God and be faithful to His word? Men, it's for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing seeing all the men at the altar? Come on, ladies, you should be the one shouting the loudest.
God bless you.
Most churches, you don't see this. You don't see men filling the altar.
God bless you, sir.
Come on, give them thanks. Give thanks to God today. Maybe your man's not at the altar. Maybe your man's not in church. This is where you need to pray that man in. Because this is a place where God will change lives. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for this awesome morning. We declare, God, that you have blessed your house. Thank you for Pastor Banfield. Thank you for the men of the men's ministry. Thank you, God, that they are willing to push, strive, and, Lord, drag, if they've got to, anybody, Lord, who hungers and thirsts after you. So, Lord, today we speak blessing over that ministry, blessing over the men of this church, in Jesus' name. With everyone's head bowed and their eyes closed, men and women alike, if there's anyone in this room that's not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to introduce to you the best friend you're ever going to have. You see, this is where life changes, when you go from death to life in your relationship with God. Today, if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you die today, you go to heaven because of the blood of Jesus, I want you to raise your hand up. If you'd like to receive Jesus as your Savior, I want to lead you to Him. If you'll raise your hand this morning, we'll make sure that we lead you to Christ. Is there anyone this morning that needs and would like to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior this morning? Just raise your hand up. I'm not going to wait long. Are you here this morning? Raise your hand if you want Jesus. 5, 4. Get your hand up. 3, 2. Last call. Amen. Father, we release a blessing over the whole house. Let today, oh God, be a great testimony to the community that, Lord, your church is alive and well. And Father, we just want to say we love you. Thank you, God, for being so good to us. In Jesus' name. And everybody receiving it, shouting, I love you. Celebrate the dads in your life today. We'll see you tonight, 5 o'clock, at the Pioneers. Make sure you grab your tickets at the Hub on the way out.